SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Special Presidential Envoy Keith Kellogg has arrived in Kiev for talks with Ukraine's president amid a growing rift between Presidents Trump and Zelensky.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is today meeting with the U.S.-Ukraine envoy following heated exchanges between Zelensky and President Donald Trump. In his nightly video address, Zelensky called for constructive talks with the U.S. It follows comments by Trump, who accused the country of misusing American aid and going into a war that never had to start. The rift has deepened as the Trump administration is charting a new course by reaching out to Russia to push for a peace deal. I'm Naeon Kim.
The bodies of four Israeli hostages, they died while in Hamas custody in Gaza, have been released, handed over by Hamas to the Red Cross. The BBC's Sebastian Usher in Jerusalem says a terrorist displayed four black coffins and blamed Israel's prime minister.
There was a caricature of Mr. Netanyahu with blood and accusing him of being the murderer of these four hostages. That clearly is something that will cause greater anger and distaste in Israel than even what we've seen so far in the previous handovers, where Israelis were disgusted by what they saw as a propaganda event staged by Hamas.
Ranging in age from 9 months to 83 years, her remains included a mother and her two young children. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump suggesting that federal control of Washington, D.C. could help return law and order to the capital city. Delta Airlines offering a payment of $30,000 each to the passengers on the plane that crashed on the tarmac at Toronto's Pearson Airport. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 127. This is SRN News. There's trouble brewing at Wheaton College.
The celebrated Christian school, which numbers Billy Graham amongst its graduates, is being accused of drifting into liberalism by a growing body of alumni, students, and families. 1,000 of them have signed a letter demanding new leadership at Wheaton, pointing out the, quote, centering of race and the elevation of voices who promote unbiblical pedagogies, as well as the uncritical appropriation of LGBT terminology. The signatories say they'll quit supporting Wheaton if nothing changes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has permanently blocked an Ohio law that would have required that the bodies of aborted babies be cremated or buried. The decision by Hamilton County Judge Allison Hathaway came in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics and the ACLU. The judge found that the 2020 law violates a 2023 amendment that enshrined abortion in the Ohio State Constitution. This is SRN News. An electric vehicle pioneer files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Nikola was a rising star on Wall Street, a hot startup. In 2020, it was valued at around $30 billion. But founder Trevor Milton was convicted in 2022 for misleading investors about Nikola's technology. The bankruptcy filing comes months after the company said it would run out of money early this year. Nikola plans to continue limited service and support operations for vehicles on the road, including fueling operations through the end of next month, subject to court approval. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration is killing controversial congestion pricing in New York City, forcing most drivers entering Manhattan below 60th Street to pay $9, even more for trucks. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says it's a slap in the face to working Americans as well as small businesses. The MTA insists the charge will stay. There's going to be a court fight. More details, SRNNews.com.